Hello, and welcome to the 10 things to stop doing now in your business. This is Angel Richardson, and I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited that you decided to invest in yourself, invest in your business, and invest in the information that you currently have to build upon, to build a sustainable business for yourself and for your family, and to leave a legacy. So I decided to do this audio because many people have great ideas. They want to start businesses, and they really don't have the accountability, they don't have the information, or they just don't know where to start. And a lot of times people lack the motivation to get started. So I wanted to give you a little motivation, inspiration, and information to help you get started on building a successful business, one that you can be proud of and one that people will look to purchase from you for many years to come. So I hope you have your pen and a journal. If not, go get one now so you can take the notes, the 10 things to stop doing now in your business. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. If you take what I say just in this audio and stop doing some of these things, you will begin to see an increase in your business. So, number one is to stop doubting yourself and your ideas. Stop doubting yourself and your ideas. So often, we will think ourselves out of a great idea. The idea will come to us, and then we will sit and roll it over in our mind over and over and over again, and our mind will conjure up all the reasons why we shouldn't do it, or why we're not qualified to do it, or why it won't work. That's the number one thing, is your mindset in going into anything in life, not just in your business. But the number one thing you have to stop doing is stop doubting yourself and your ideas. The ideas are coming to you for a reason. You have to be confident enough to walk those ideas out. Number two is to stop thinking that you need a college degree if you don't. If you don't need a college degree to do what it is that you feel that you are called to do, and it doesn't require a college education, don't get it. Free yourself from the old way of thinking that you have to go get go to school, graduate from high school, get a great degree, and land a great job. That does still work. But not so much as being an entrepreneur these days. There are so many untraditional ways that you can learn today, and not just in the traditional form. So many people have to break that mindset of they need a degree. Maybe I need my MBA. Maybe I need my doctorate in X, Y, and Z to be able to go out here and start this business or help people. If you don't need a degree in order to run your business and you don't feel the need to get it, you feel that you're wise enough, or you've taken some courses, some online courses, be okay with the fact that it's not going to affect your business if you don't need the degree. I am a high school dropout. I dropped out of school. I failed the ninth grade 3 times, dropped out of school when I was 16 years old. And I would like to say that I have ran successful businesses with no high school diploma, no GED, no formal education. I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars in coaching, in programs, in self-improvement workshops. There are so many alternative ways other than the traditional way of sitting in a classroom. So stop thinking you need a college degree if you don't need it. Number three is to stop hanging around people who have a 9-to-5 mentality. When you surround yourself with entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs understand that most people on Fridays that go to work, they get their paycheck on Friday or every 2 weeks, however it's set up, and they realize that at 5 o'clock on Friday, they get their paycheck, and that's it. A 9-to-5 person thinks that that's it. That's all I can make. An entrepreneur knows that it could be 5 o'clock in the morning and they could be making money, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the AM. It doesn't matter. When you are an entrepreneur, you can set your business up to where you are literally making money around the clock while you are sleeping. But when you hang around people that have a 9-to-5 mentality, that way of thinking can seep into you, and you may start to think, well, this isn't going to work, and maybe the 9-to-5 does give me good benefits, or the 9-to-5, it is pretty secure, so I'll just stay with that. No, you have to surround yourself with other entrepreneurs that are thinking way bigger than a 40-hour work week. Number 4 is to stop thinking everyone is going to support you. Stop thinking that your mother, your father, your sister, your cat, your dog, that everybody is going to cheer for you when you decide to go into business. More often than not, the most criticism that you're going to get is going to come from family members and people that are closest to you. A lot of times people stop doing what it is that they feel that they're called to do because they're not getting the support by their spouse, or their mother doesn't agree, or their sister doesn't see the vision, so she talks you out of it. People will put their limitations onto you. If you are being called to come out of the box, to step out of the norm, step out of the norm, even if you have to do it alone at first. But trust and believe the universe has a way of surrounding you with people, places, and things that you need at the very moment that you need it. So stop thinking that everyone is going to support you, because they're not. And you have to be okay with that. Number 5 is stop taking selfies. Now, let me clarify this. Selfies do not equal sales. If you are in business and you are not a makeup artist or a model or something that has to do with you, your personal self, selfies really aren't going to sell anything. When you are posting on social media, you really want to focus on sharing content that's going to help and serve other people, something that people are going to click the share button on. Not many people share people's selfies unless they are a makeup artist and they are giving the tips within that post, within that selfie. They're giving the tips or they're talking about the makeup. That is a selfie that is okay. But I think we are overdriving on selfies. Think about if someone refers you a client in your business and they go to your social media page and they are looking for someone to say, do their hair, and you just have your whole social media is just filled with you, and it has nothing to do with your hair. It's just you taking all these pictures, and now we have this selfie stick. And I love selfies too. I'm a selfie kind of girl myself, but I don't post them often. I send them to my family members directly. I will send them to my sister, to my brother, to my husband if he's not home. I will not post them on social media because people really don't care to see what you look like 5 times a day. Let's just be honest. And I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, but I really want you to understand that selfies do not equal sales. Think about, when was the last time someone shared one of your selfies? Probably not anytime recent, unless, like I said, you are a makeup artist or a hairstylist and you're always posting your pictures of your makeup or your hair. That is okay. But if you clean houses or if you are a life coach and all people see is pictures of yourself, that's not giving them any value at all. Now, in your marketing, you do want to have your face somewhere. Now, every now and again, a selfie every now and again is okay, but to really put it on overdrive, several times a week, you know, when you're standing in the same position and you're not a blogger, you're not talking about the outfit that you have on, just a regular old selfie does not equal sales. Number 6, the next thing that you need to stop doing in your business now is stop thinking there is no room for you in the marketplace simply because other people do what you want to do. That is so huge. I get so many people that start doubting that they're going to be able to stand out in the market because so many other people do what they want to do. Listen, you have your own individual fingerprint. That is how you stand out in the marketplace. Your personality, the way you do things, the way that you say things, the way that you show up, you, your own individual self, that's what makes you stand out in a crowded marketplace. So stop thinking that there's no room for you. When you show up uniquely you, you're going to stand out. You're going to stand out. I had some people come to me and say that they thought about being a life coach, but then they don't want to do it because there's so many people coaching other people. And I say to them, so does that mean my doctor needs to shut down his practice because there's a million other doctors out here? Absolutely not. You are uniquely you. There are going to be people that are drawn to you because of you, just because of your personality and the way that you do things. So stop thinking that there is no room for you in the marketplace simply because other people are doing what you're doing. Number 7 is to stop caring about what other people think about you. This is huge, especially in the world of social media. So often I've worked with people that don't want to post certain things because they're afraid of what their mother, their sister, their cat, their dog, their old high school sweetheart from 10 years ago. They're afraid of the judgment that's going to come on them if they post a particular post or if they say something on social media or if they go somewhere. So many people are so consumed about what other people are thinking of them. And if you really think about it, people are thinking about themselves more than anybody. People do not think about you as much as you think they do. That was a huge hurdle I had to get over when I had to close my store, my brick and mortar store that I had in 2009. I had to close that store because I was horrible at business. I showed up late. There were days that if I didn't feel like going, I wouldn't go. I mean, it was ridiculous. And when that business failed, I was so consumed about what other people were going to think of me. I was thinking they were going to say, she didn't know what she was doing. Ha, ha, ha. She failed. She opened up a store and she couldn't keep it open for more than 3 years. Ha, ha, ha. Then I had to switch that and really think about, number one, people weren't even thinking about me as much as I thought they were. That's number one. And number two, the reality is that I stepped out and I ran a business for 3 years with no formal education, no training, not even a business plan. And I wouldn't recommend that necessarily. However, I did do it for 3 years. I kept it going. It was not successful because at the end of the day, I didn't know what I was doing. However, I stepped out and I did it. And the knowledge and the wisdom that I attained through running that store for 3 years is priceless. So stop caring about what other people think of you because more often than not, they're not thinking about you at all. And if they are, oh, well, be okay with that. Number 8 is to stop giving up. Stop giving up. So often we say, okay, I'm going to start selling X, Y, and Z, whatever your business is. You think, you know, if you make coffee mugs or T-shirts, you're going to start selling them. And you start selling them for a couple weeks, and you're not getting the response that you imagine yourself to get. Your business, 9 times out of 10, I'm not saying that it's not possible because it is very possible for your business to literally blow up overnight, especially with social media. Anything is possible. But going into this, go into this knowing that it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to build relationships with people. It's going to take some time for people to get to know you. And people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. So I don't care how gorgeous your product is. People want to know who you are. They want to build a relationship with you before they do business with you. So go into this knowing that it may take some time before you start seeing your return on your investment in your business. Number nine is to stop not being prepared. Stop not being prepared. I don't know if that's proper English, but I'm going to say it again. Stop not being prepared. You have to prepare for opportunities that do not exist yet. This is so crucial. When you set up your business, you have to plan it and prepare it as if there are 100 people standing at your door waiting to buy your product or utilize your service. Because the reality is that when you start out on your business and you start building relationships with people and people start to get to know you and like you and trust you, sales are going to start coming in. And when the sales start coming in, you want to be prepared for them. That was one of my major reasons why I failed in my store, because I was not prepared. The back of my store, my office, it was extremely unorganized. And it blows my mind today because I am almost sickening organized. Like, I literally have my dresser drawers organized and they are labeled. Like, everything in my house has a home. I'm very organized today. However, it wasn't always that way. Oftentimes, I was not prepared for the success that was coming my way. And so therefore, I failed. So stop not being prepared. The things that you are writing about and visualizing about and praying about and asking for, those desires are in you for a reason. And so because of that, start preparing for them to show up. You cannot acquire something that you don't have space for, you don't have room for. One of my clients, she's a hairstylist, and she started doing hair out of her home, and she wanted to build her clientele. And I said to her, well, if you had 20 people that called you tomorrow and said that they want to show up and get their hair done, are you prepared to service those 20 people? Do you have enough product? Do you have enough chairs? Do you have enough towels or whatever the supply is that she needed? And she regrettably had to say no because she was not ready for it. However, she was stressing about more business, but she wasn't prepared for it. So once she started to get prepared for it, that's when it started to show up. So stop not being prepared and prepare for opportunities that do not exist yet. Number 10, for the final and last thing, is stop thinking your pretty pictures and posts online will bring you sales. That is not where your sales come from. Your sales, that is where you will attract people, but ultimately your sales will come from building a relationship with people, and you must do that through an email marketing system, which you will learn more about that in the workbook that you will receive in a couple days called The Entrepreneur's Guide to Making Money Doing What You Love. I hope that this audio has inspired you, has informed you, has given you the motivation and the clarity you need to get started and to be successful in your business. I'm going to briefly go back over those 10, and I want you to listen to this audio anytime you are feeling like things are just getting tight, you're not thinking clearly, you may be falling back on some old thought patterns that this isn't going to work, maybe I shouldn't do this right now, maybe right now is not the time. I want you to be able to listen to this audio anytime you need the inspiration and the information. So make sure you save this audio into your phone, your iPad, or your computer, wherever you store it. So quickly, I'm going to go over the 10 things to stop doing now in your business. Number one, stop doubting yourself and your ideas. Stop it. They are coming to you for a reason. Number two, stop thinking you need a college degree if you don't. There are many different forms of learning in this time that we live in. Number three, stop hanging around people who have a 9-to-5 mentality. That is everything. It's crucial. The people, the top five people, studies show that the top five people that you surround yourself with, you will have the same, around the same credit score as them, the same income as them, the same thought process as them. All of you guys will eat the same foods. You guys will have an average of the same dollar amount in your bank account. So if you want to be successful, surround yourself with other successful people because it will literally rub off on you. Number four is stop thinking everyone is going to support you. You really don't need as much support as you think you do. Number five, stop taking selfies. Selfies do not equal sales. Post content that will help other people. Number six, stop thinking there is no room for you in the marketplace simply because other people are doing what you are going to do. Number seven, stop caring about what other people think about you. They're not thinking about you. More often than not, they're not even thinking about you. Number eight, stop giving up. It's going to take some time for people to get to know, like, and trust you, and your business will be a success. If you don't give up, if you do not give up, your business will be everything that you envision it to be. Number nine, stop not being prepared. Prepare for opportunities that do not exist yet. Actually, write that down on a sticky note somewhere and write down, prepare for opportunities that do not exist yet. And the last and final one is stop thinking your pretty pictures and your posts online will bring you sales. That's only going to attract people. The sales really come from building a relationship with people through your email marketing system. Again, this is Angel Richardson signing off, and I hope that you enjoyed this audio. I am so looking forward to the reviews and you letting me know when you get your workbook, how this has helped you. And if you decide to take a picture, please do me this favor so I can see all of the people that are purchasing this audio and, I'm sorry, not purchasing the audio. The audio is a bonus. Purchasing the workbook. If you decide to take a picture of it, can you please use the hashtag people will pay you for who you are. That is what I want the hashtag to be for this workbook. I'm going to say it again. People will pay you for who you are. Thank you so much. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for investing in yourself, because when you invest in yourself, you literally make this world a better place.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.